Thank you and good morning. Arcata Fire responded to a report of fire and smoke coming from a building under construction on Betty Court in McKinleyville early Sunday morning, and when they arrived on scene, they found a fully involved fire. Battalion Chief Rick Gomes dispatched the first arriving engine companies to protect residential structures to the north and west and to assist residents in evacuating homes that were threatened by the blaze. Mutual aid was called in from around the area as Arcata responded with two engine companies and a ladder truck, while support was provided both at the scene as well as for coverage of the fire district while the incident was underway. Gomes said that the fire was brought under control within 30 minutes, but that it appeared to have burned for a while before it was noticed and a call to 911 was made. There were no injuries reported, and the structure, a gym being built by the Big Lagoon Rancheria, was completely destroyed. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The issue of homelessness affects every community in the county, and that's led county officials and officials with the City of Eureka to combine their efforts in addressing the issue with the Housing First model. The plan is to get a person who needs a permanent place to live into that living space and then deal with any underlying issues. To that end, the state of California has begun a $2 billion effort that will direct money to construct affordable housing across the state, including in North Coast communities. State Senator Mike McGuire has been a strong supporter of the No Place Like Home initiative, and the money will be available at the first of the year. Initially, some of the funding will be used for rent subsidies over the next 4 years, while new construction of affordable housing gets underway. A shortage of affordable housing, both for the working poor and the homeless, is a key issue for local officials in a region where the per capita homeless rates are some of the highest in the nation. Residents of Eureka are invited to attend a public scoping meeting regarding the city's general plan update scheduled for tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 6 p.m. The meeting will revolve around the city's EIR being prepared for the general plan update and the climate action plan. The meeting will be held at the Warfinger Building. Caltrans has issued a traffic advisory for motorists who use Highway 101 near the Willits Bypass for the next 2 weeks. Traffic in the area will be narrowed to one-way controlled traffic as work to replace a failing culvert, initially constructed a century ago, begins. The work is scheduled to be completed by November 3rd, when the official opening of the bypass is scheduled. Motorists can expect short delays when transiting the area. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call from a resident in Orrick last week after she called to report that two men had just broken into her residence, stolen several items, and fled the scene after she was awakened and confronted them. The victim said she was awakened by her dog barking to find the men stealing a laptop computer and tattoo equipment, and as they fled the scene, one took a swing at the victim, causing minor injuries. The victim described both suspects as adult men wearing very dirty clothes. They remain at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we head into the November 8th general election, we'll take a closer look at the local measures, local candidate races, and state ballot initiatives voters will decide on. Jordan Christmas has more.
When Humboldt County voters make their final decisions for the upcoming election, they will have a long list of local, county, and state initiatives, as well as measures to consider, and we will take a look at each of those items as we head towards Election Day. We start with the first state ballot initiative, Proposition 51, a measure that would authorize $9 billion in general obligation bonds that will be used for school maintenance, new school construction, charter schools, and community colleges. $3 billion will be used for new schools, $3 billion for modernization and upgrades to existing facilities, $1 billion for charter schools, and $2 billion for the colleges. The state would be on the hook for about $17 billion to pay off the principal and the interest accrued over the next 35 years. Prop 52, if approved, would indefinitely extend an existing statute that imposes fees on hospitals to obtain federal matching funds for Medi-Cal to pay for health care costs for the uninsured and children's health care coverage. Currently, California hospitals bring in about $2 billion in federal matching funds through the fee program, and any changes to the program would have to be approved by voters. Prop 53 would require the state legislature to approve revenue bonds in excess of $2 billion that will be used for projects funded, owned, or operated by the state if the bond requires increased taxes, fees, or other charges. Those approved projects would then have to be put before voters for final approval.